I'm Gene Moreno, along with Brent Stevens. Matrix Resurrections. Neo is living an ordinary life in San Francisco, where his therapist describes him blue pills. However, Morpheus offers him the red pill and reopens his mind to the world of the Matrix. Real Brent, quickly, for people who did not see the Matrix trio 20 years ago, how would you describe the Matrix in a nutshell?
So it's a dystopia where the machines have taken over. They use humans as batteries to power themselves.
Keanu Reeves is back as Neo. Carrie Ann Moss is Trinity. Neil Patrick Harris is the analyst. And I guess he helps Neo sort of relive some of those Matrix days.
The Matrix itself is a projected reality by the machines. So all these characters that you see are just internet constructions.
I'm wondering, is it tricky sometimes when movies try to revive a franchise after many years?
Oh, I think it's very tricky. I mean, this was dead in the water probably because the third film was so terrible. But I think that they've done a nice job of figuring out how to reboot this. And you got to remember, the Matrix was really groundbreaking at its time. The whole idea about people losing themselves in the digital realities, I mean, that was just sort of on paper in 1999 when it came out. And now it's our daily lives.
Exactly. And director Lana Wachowski, she was the originator with her sister Lily. They co-wrote and co-directed the first Matrix, so maybe we'll kind of revive the franchise?
I think so. I don't think Keanu Reeves would come back if it weren't a damn good script. So we'll see what happens.
Again, it's a return to the world of two realities. One is everyday life, and one is what lies behind the Matrix. Do you think that'll be intriguing to people, or do you think maybe it's kind of dated in a way?
It's a great question. I think they have to find a way to renew it and to keep it cutting edge as far as the technological and philosophical questions. A lot of those questions that the initial movie asks have been answered. Yes, we are in danger of losing our in these realities, but you know, pushing forward, what does that really mean for humanity?
You're going to get a lot of people going to the movie who remember the original franchise, but then you've got to sort of introduce this Matrix world to the teenagers and the young people of today.
You do, and that'll be a real test to see if they can update it and attract a new market, especially with aging actors.